Okay, I'm going to call to order the March 8th, 2018 hearing of the Aberdeen Architectural Conservation District Commission. In attendance today are Commissioners Kirsten Hoffman, Lisa Keegan-Parcell, Helen Pillsbury, staff member Eric Hill. The first item on our agenda today is design review application 18.923AB 1650 Commonwealth Avenue. Proposed work update previously approved streetscape landscaping plan. If representatives from that project want to come up and introduce themselves for the record, please. Thank you.
You can use this. It has a pointer on it, and then you can go with the left and right arrows to go through the slides if you want to use those.
Good evening, board members. My name is Carlton Quinn. I work with Allen Major Associates. We were the site engineers for the project. I'm joined tonight with Mark Watson from Westbrook Properties, who is the developer of the project. We got approval from the board about 2 years ago, and construction began approximately about a year ago, and we're trying to finish up the project to get occupancy in the next 3 or 4 weeks. So with the finishing touches being put in, the contractor went to put in the trees that were requested by this board during the approval process. And with all the constructions done in the area and the pictures we provided, he came to me and he said, I don't think we'll be able to put these in. So we went to our landscape architect, we described the issues, that there was ledge all over the project, and we contacted the city to see, you know, should we put these in if our landscape architect's saying that they probably won't survive. So he said, why don't we go back, do some test pits, and give us the information, and we'll see what we think. So here are some, these are some of the pictures taken by the contractor during construction phase. As you can see, this ledge here, he hammered it out here. It's not as clean as it would look because the soil kind of falls on top of it unless you really get a clean face. So the bottom always looks dirty. And these were taken right in this location over here where they put the water line.
Okay.
So you can see this ledge basically within 6 inches in some spots up to maybe 30 inches in others. The next picture is where they put in the drywells. This was also in that same area, right here. And you can see they just had a hammer out feet of ledge, and you're probably about 24 inches from the top of the sidewalk there. So I probably should have pointed out where the trees are. There's four trees. There's one here, 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 and here on the sidewalk on Comm Ave. These two areas right here, with the little X's on them, we actually did exact test pits in those locations to try to figure out if we could get pre-pits in there. The other two locations we weren't able to do because of the stockpile in the area, and obviously it's a very tight site. But we had enough information, we thought, with all the construction we've been around here, the photos taken, to show that there was ledge. So in these two locations, we did test pits. We found ledge of 32 inches in this location and a depth of 30 inches in this location. And this other one right here, that's where I just showed you the two test pits, are the construction pictures. That was the water line that had about ledge of about 6 inches. And this was the dry wells that we had to hammer out this huge gully here to fit in. So you can see, this is fairly much all ledge right in here. And we were able to assume that it's going to be ledge here also, although we weren't able to do a test pit. Moving down to the next picture, figure three. This is in the location of dry well number one. That's right here in this location, right across from the street. You can see we had the same issue here with the ledge that were 24, 30 inches down from the top where we had to hammer out the ledge. And then on the other side of that tree, we had to put in a drain line, as you can see right here. And you can see that's the surface right there. This picture is great because it's a trench. So they had to hammer out this much ledge to get down and put that drain line in here. So again, here we're at 12 to 24 inches of ledge. So we've kind of got these trees around also. I can assume that we're basically in ledge all the way through. The discussions I had with our landscape architect, you'd really like to see at least 6 feet of soil to put a tree in. So we're fairly confident these trees aren't going to survive if we put them in. So we're here to ask for approval from this board to just put in a sidewalk. In the location where those trees were, This was the proposed. We cut out some sidewalk here to put these tree pits in. And then what we're going to do is just run the sidewalk straight and keep the existing 3-foot grass strip. That's also shown out there. Just to make it looking clean. Obviously, you don't want to cut out the tree pits if you're not going to put the trees. So that's all the information I have for you regarding the trees. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Do we have a front elevation of the building from the first proposal?
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's clear that the ledge is in the way, it isn't going to, so trees aren't going to survive there. I mean, I feel that that's... pretty well established.
So the renderings, okay. And then there should be photos, and I can also pull up the Google Street View.
Okay. So, this is what it was.
Some other alternatives,
right?
As large,
obviously not as large as the trees would be, but
you know, so, you know, you see all the city streets kind of large parts of them.
Can you speak up? Sorry.
Sorry.
You'll see like large, you know, even on Washington, you see like large potters with seasonal plantings that you know are changed.
Mm-hmm. And I think we would often use those if we were trying to create a boundary space between the road and the building. I don't know if we need to require them to do that. They didn't take down any trees in order to do it, so it's not really remediating something that was moved.
But, you know, I can't exactly remember the landscape plan for here, but, you know, it is very typical of the buildings on Conn. They have that small front green area.
Right.
It's like a garden area.
Right. That's which is also kind of what they have up back here.
I can't remember the exact details of this.
Yeah.
Of this plan.
Yeah. What are the plantings that are on the other side of the sidewalk? Well, like where the ramp area
on
is.
On the property itself.
Is it just grass? Like small grass?
It's just grass.
Yeah.
There's no. Those areas would be a little tight for trees.
No, I would. Yeah, I'm just trying to see what it was. It's actually probably in here, but. So I guess I think we can suggest if they want to put potted plants, you know, puddles, but I don't think we can require them to do so. I think we can approve that they don't put the trees in and say that would be a nice addition, but you know, I don't think we can make them do that. Because and quite frankly, I think either way it's not hugely detrimental to. I do think it would look nice along that stretch, and I think the owners would probably want to do something that looked nice.
It is a long, stretch.
Right. But they do have that green space that is in front of it, too. So that would be my feeling. Would approve it to, you know, to skip the trees, but to maybe talk to the owner of the landscape architect about putting in some sort of potted seasonal plant.
Like planters or?
Yeah, something in a plant. Because it doesn't look like anything's going to survive in that ledge. So I think we can say, you know, it would be nice to add some more greenery there in some other sort of way, the potted plant, something. You know, not as large as the trees, but something that would add a little bit of green space. But I don't think we can make that a requirement, nor do I think that we need to make it a requirement. Does that make sense? Should I make a motion? Okay, I will make a motion to approve the removal of the plan for the trees due to the ledge, and that as a commission we would suggest if the owner wanted to consider putting some sort of like larger potted seasonal plant in there to add some greenery, but it's not a requirement to the application.
Are you allowed to put a plant on the sidewalk like that?
So temporary features is not in our purview, so you'd be able to put them out as long as they're, you know, seasonal, so like 6 months out of the year, so the spring and summer or something like that. You would need approval from Public Improvement Commission since it is on the public way. Actually, is this part of the sidewalk public? Or?
Yes, so it's in the right of way.
Okay. So yeah, so you need approval from Public Improvement Commission. But typically for, it would just have to be a certain distance for allowing of handicap and, you know, people to walk through essentially. But yeah, it's definitely something you could do.
Okay.
And then you wouldn't even need to supply anything as long as it's temporary to us. You might need approval from them and have some kind of a plan, but that's all you would need essentially. So.
We'll just say if they wanted to put other greenery there, that's what we would suggest instead of the trees. Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, I'll ask for any comment from members of the public, any comment from representatives of local government? Okay, Kirsten?
Yeah.
And Helen?
Yes.
And I will say yes. So we unanimously voted to approve application 18.923 AB 1650 Commonwealth Ave. And staff will follow up.
Yeah, I'll send you a letter tomorrow on the next steps. So essentially you can, as soon as you have that letter, you can pull the permits. Actually, you already have the permits, so you should be fine.
Okay, we just move forward.
You move forward with everything
yeah,
else.
Just
yeah.
Don't put in the trees. There you go.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, sorry. Next item on the agenda is application 8.908 AB 157 Sutherland Road. Proposed work, install wall sign, install new awning and cover with sunbrella fabric. The representative from that application could just come introduce themselves for the record, please.
Just state your name.
Oh, my name is Ricky, R-I-C-K-Y.
All right, so if you want to go ahead.
Okay.
Here's the...
Yeah. I want to add a wall sign right here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I want to add a wall sign right here. You know, the material is the aluminum with the PVC lettering. And, you know, the painted with the... green, orange. So the aluminum and the PVC material is a waterproof. And the awning is the wet umbrella awning fiber. So you know it's similar to the one at the corner of the southern end and Commonwealth Avenue.
So essentially the site right now, there's no signage.
Okay.
It's a brick building, but it's been painted like a dark maroon. And there's no awning currently on the site. So here you can see the signage it's a small framing. It's an aluminum tube panel. And then that's covered with aluminum, and that would be painted white, correct?
The aluminum?
Which one?
So the background is
the
solid
background,
aluminum,
yeah,
and it would be
white. It's a white aluminum sheet.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it's not metallic at all. It's just solid.
Yeah.
White.
Okay. Yes.
And then so all these the letters are kind of attached PVC lettering, that's into the panel, and it's not. Going to be inserted into the brick. It's only inserted into the panel, but the panel's attached to the brick.
Yes.
So these are all separate letters. They're not illuminated. They're just the PVC. And then they have gooseneck lights up here, and that would serve as the illumination for the signage. And then I think they have how it would be attached. So it would be attached into the mortar, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Do we have a precedent for the aluminum backing?
Since I've been here, I mean, there have been aluminum signs.
Well, what was the Boston Convenience one we did? Was that on a backing or no?
Which one?
The Boston Convenience one we just
that was actually aluminum backing. Yeah.
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 Okay.
When the revised.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the ordinance, is that a criteria?
We also had, I don't know if we had them change it. What's the other one that's at the corner of, is it Harvard and Com? That convenience store there that we had them paint out the back because they put up like a white aluminum sign. We had them paint the building brown. Like when you're taking, you take the right to get to like Whole Foods. There's that convenience store.
Washington Street and Commonwealth.
Yeah, Washington Street and Commonwealth. You know what I'm talking about? There's another convenience store there, I think, that we did it for.
We did have them change the
sign. No, we didn't have them change the sign. We just had them paint the building so it.
Oh, so it's.
Because the sign was white and the building was cream, I think, okay. And we so that it stood out a little bit more. We basically made it so it looked more like that.
Yeah, so all it does is say, new signs, marquees, and awnings shall not detract from the essential form of the building nor obscure architectural features. New signs, marquees, and awnings shall be of a size and material compatible with the new, with the building and its original use.
And so that was the one. As we they changed the color
of the building. Yeah, but we allowed the sign.
I mean, it's a durable material.
Yeah. And I don't think it's hiding any specific architectural features that need to be.
No, actually, shown. I mean, I walked by there yesterday. Right,
yeah, it's just brick.
It's very important.
Yeah.
Staff's only concern was that there would be a lot of different colors, so it's not really cohesive since the awning would be.
This one is like, right, you mean the red awning?
The red awning, the darker red brick, painted brick, and then the white, green, and yellow. It's just a lot of.
Is that green and yellow or green and
orange? Oh, it's green and orange, just yellow.
Green and orange.
Orange. And obviously the green and orange are part of the logo.
I don't think we can decide what color the awning is going to be. We don't have purview over the color somebody paints something, right?
That's painting of wood, painting of masonry and things like that
wood.
You do. But also
no,
this,
but just awning.
It's an overall storefront, you know, appearance.
Right.
So if someone wanted 1,000 colors, you know, that would detract from the neighborhood as well. So if you think it detracts at all, then it can.
Well, yeah. The building right next to it has a bunch of like red painted features on it, like Chansky's is.
Chansky's is, yeah, just
right.
Multiple.
Right, and then there's, looks like a blue awning next to it, so I don't know that you want to make it be the same color as that, because then it's going to look like one continuous business, right?
I mean, this awning is going to be kind of red, it's kind of gray. This awning is like kind of brick.
Yeah, it's a pretty bright, it's a brighter red.
The brick here, you know, is kind of red, but when I take the picture, it's at that time it's in the shadow, so
it looks
like
darker
dark.
On there. Yeah.
Yeah. But you know, basically the awning is kind of matched to the building.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, I can pull it up.
That's what the building is kind of a brick red right now. I mean,
yes.
I just walked by it.
It's maroon.
Yeah.
So the awning is not going to be quite as bright as it looks. In that rendering.
You know, it's just a little bit, you know.
But kind of blend with the building.
Yeah, so here's.
I mean, that's maybe what I think is desirable for the awning blend with the building, and then the different colors of the sign will be prominent for the sign, but not in the sense of the many different colors.
So this is the site right here.
Right.
I think it's fine. The red doesn't bother me, especially with Chansky's in the building right next to it. It doesn't seem to be like a huge, you know.
To me, if the red is like a brick red that kind of goes with the facade, like that maroon brick red facade with a bright red on, to me, like that.
could also...
an orange thing. I do think that's a lot more.
Yeah.
Color schemes.
They could also look at possibly painting, you know, the white aluminum, like the color to match the brick or the brick paint.
I think it's going to be harder to see the letters then.
That's true.
Yeah. I think it's going to be much harder to read the sign.
Maintaining that.
That's true.
Everything.
Yeah. I think it's, yeah.
I think one of the things with the aluminum is that like, it's a good...
Yeah, manufactured that color.
Material.
And it needs to be visible, the sign. Yeah. I mean, if the letters were white, then that would be one thing. But, yeah, so as long as the red color is more of a deeper red than a bright red,
yeah.
That would
I mean,
be the
I
preference.
Can, I can, this one is the normal red. We have the burgundy material. It's a darker red.
So we could just have a sample be sent to staff for approval with that being our recommendation.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It kind of blends with the storefront. And then the sign will really show well because it won't be as many different things competing for attention.
I think that's fine. Everybody good? Okay, I can make a motion to approve the application with provisos that, that a Sunbrella sample, fabric sample gets sent to staff for approval. That the color should be more of a deeper red than a bright red.
Darker red, right? Darker, right?
Darker, yes,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it. And that the sign is fine, the aluminum as proposed, as long as it's the aluminum part is screwed into the mortar joints and not into the brick itself. Do I have a second? Okay, Kirsten?
Yes.
And Helen?
Yes.
And I will say yes. So we have unanimously voted to approve with provisos application 18.908AB, 157 Sutherland Road. And staff will follow up with you about the fabric sample. Right? Great.
And then I think he wanted to show something for the. So he was here last month
for
the bamboo.
Right, bamboo.
Oh, okay.
So staff, you guys sent it back to staff to follow up with the material.
Right.
Spoke with BPDA and went out to the site, and I felt uncomfortable approving that since we don't really know. And then also on the Home Depot website, it says not for external use. So I didn't feel comfortable approving that since, you know, it's something that could be there for a long time.
Okay.
So they submitted updated materials. You're not going to vote on it. He just wanted comments, if that's okay. I think it's just a wood. I think he wanted to ask. They'll have to represent anyways. But just
and,
easier he wanted to
the
ask.
Material, you know, is from Home Depot. It's the decking material. It's for the deck.
Okay, for an exterior deck.
For an exterior
deck. Yeah, for exterior.
It's
for
it's wood though, correct?
It's wood, yes, yes.
So is there a precedent for
so this is what it would look like?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think
not that I know of, but I mean the guidelines state, you know, materials should be, you know, appropriate to the buildings.
Right.
Historically the signs were wood.
Right.
So it says designed for outdoor.
There were
also
them.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Yeah, the material is for the, you know, for the outdoor deck.
Right. Right. It says designed for outdoor.
Yeah.
So that's
fine.
But that's much more appropriate.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
So it's no more final flooring.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. No, it's a real wood.
Okay. I'll give thumbs up to that.
Yeah. So then basically we can update the application and then you'll get the approval next month since it wasn't on the agenda when you submitted that. But yeah, I think that should be fine. So.
Okay. Okay. So this one I can just bring you the.
Yep, we'll just need a sample of the awning and then the color, essentially, and then I can submit the letter to you and then you can pull the permits and approve it.
Okay, all right.
So.
All right.
All right.
Thank you. We didn't really go over the framing for the awning, but it looked like it was like aluminum tubing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah.
Just want to double check.
Yeah, it's standard.
Okay, all right. Will you just double check that when the Sunbrella
mm-hmm.
fabric comes in?
Yeah.
Just okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Okay, let's see. Review and ratifications of the February 8th, 2018 public hearing minutes. Has everybody had an opportunity to review? They can do so now.
Yeah,
I'll make a motion to ratify. Do I have a second?
Second.
Kirsten?
Yes.
Helen?
Yeah.
I will say yes. So we've unanimously voted to ratify the February 8th, 2018 public hearing minutes. Staff updates?
I got nothing.
Great. Okay, any other commissioner comments? No? Okay, I will make a motion to adjourn. Do I have a second?
Second.
Kirsten? Helen?
Yes.
I vote yes. We have unanimously voted to adjourn the March 8th, 2018 hearing of the Aberdeen Architectural Conservation District Commission.